This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Tens of thousands of masked protesters hit Hong Kong streets Sunday in defiance of a new ban on facial coverings. Riot police later swept in with volleys of tear gas and muscular arrests as peaceful rallies again degenerated into widespread violence and chaos in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. A day after nuclear talks between the U.S. and North Korea broke off, North Korea says it has no intention of continuing talks with the United States unless it abandons its hostile policy against the North. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The State Department describes the talks as good discussions that it intends to build on in 2 weeks. But North Korea's chief negotiator says the talks on Pyongyang's nuclear program have broken down, blaming it on the U.S. for not discarding its old stance and attitude. The State Department maintains the North's comments do not reflect the content or the spirit of the talks that took place in Stockholm Saturday. Diplomatic ties between the U.S. and North Korea have been static since the February breakdown of a second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A second whistleblower has come forward about U.S. President Donald Trump's dealings with Ukraine. The lawyer representing the person said Mark Zaid told ABC News this week that the individual is from the intelligence community, like the first whistleblower, whose complaint regarding a phone call between the U.S. and Ukrainian presidents triggered an impeachment inquiry into Mr. Trump. Iraq's cabinet issued a new reform plan Sunday following a night of clashes in which security forces opened fire on protesters, killing at least 19 people. The cabinet met through the night in an effort to respond to 5 days of protests that have taken authorities by surprise and led to the deaths of nearly 100 people. For more on any of today's news, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Tayyip Erdogan says Turkish forces will intervene in northern Syria after warning the United States it had done too little to expel its Kurdish allies from the border area. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Turkey says it's about to launch an air and ground military operation into northern Syria. President Tayyip Erdogan accuses Washington of not doing enough to expel Syrian Kurdish fighters in the area from its border. It will happen today or tomorrow, he says. The US-backed Syrian Democratic Forces have threatened an all-out war in response. US forces are stationed in the area too.
That was Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Kosovo is electing a new parliament amid calls for leaders to resume dialogue with Serbia over normalizing ties. Some 1.9 million eligible voters on Sunday started to cast their ballots to elect 120 lawmakers. The vote comes after the outgoing prime minister resigned in July following a request from a Hague-based court to question him over crimes against ethnic Serbs during and after the country's war. Saudi Arabia has lifted some restrictions on women traveling to the ultra-conservative Muslim kingdom. AP's Karen Chamis reports.
Turkey says it's about to launch an air and ground military operation into northern Syria. President Tayyip Erdogan accuses Washington of not doing enough to expel Syrian Kurdish fighters in the area from its border. It will happen today or tomorrow, he says. The U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces have threatened an all-out war in response. U.S. forces are stationed in the area, too.
That was Lucy Fielder from Reuters. Police have blocked a march by thousands of people in Pakistani-controlled Kashmir who wanted to move toward the highly militarized line of control that divides the territory between Pakistan and India. The marchers are protesting the lockdown in Indian-administered Kashmir. India imposed a strict curfew on August 5th after stripping Indian-controlled Kashmir of statehood. Drummer Ginger Baker of Cream and of Blind Faith has died in a hospital in Britain at age 80. We get more from Margie Serralata.
Ginger Baker was explosive in more ways than one. He considered himself a jazz drummer, but many a rock drummer was influenced by Baker's combination of aggression and precision. His drum solos were legendary, and he's often referred to as the first superstar drummer. Cream sold 10 million records with songs like Strange Brew, White Room, and Sunshine of Your Love. Then there was his personality. Baker and Cream singer-bassist Jack Bruce actively hated each other.
I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.